You're listening to KNKX. The Seattle School District is starting remote summer school on Monday, and six times as many students are taking part compared to prior years. Meanwhile, families are still processing the school year that just ended and contemplating what the fall will bring. KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross has been speaking with parents to find out how they handled the shift to online schooling. She tells KNKX's Kirsten Kendrick that each family's experience is unique, but there are some common themes.
What are some of the things you heard a lot?
Well, a lot of parents felt like they were thrown into the deep end of the pool without any swimming lessons. They were trying to teach their kids, and for many of them, also juggling work at the same time. And when you're trying to teach your own kids something, it's different than when a teacher is doing that. Carla Kepker has twin daughters who just finished kindergarten in the Renton School District. She says one time she was practicing penmanship with them, and one of her girls was really stressed out.
This G, you've got it way up here. It needs to have the round part here and then go down under the line. And she just, it melts down and she just flops back and she's crying within 15 seconds of, or 10 seconds of me telling her the right way to do it.
Well, that sounds like that was really hard for both of them.
Yeah, I think it was. So you see that there are these small battles and meltdowns over schoolwork happening at the same time that many families are just, you know, pushed to the brink because of enormous stressors like a deadly virus and a recession. I'd say that another common theme that comes up a lot in talking with parents is just feeling overwhelmed by the hodgepodge of apps and websites that they had to navigate. Peaches Thomas is a mother of triplets in Seattle. They're about to enter middle school.
Myself, I'm not very tech savvy. So even with working with these different platforms and the Zoom meetings and all these other things, it's just been a hard adjustment.
But she says her family is in a better position than most. Her husband is tech savvy, and he got them set up with a Google Family Link account that allowed her to monitor what the kids were doing online, because she was worried about just letting them loose on the internet unsupervised while she and her husband were working.
Well, that sounds like that was a great solution, but I have to imagine it's hard when it's up to each family to figure out.
Exactly. So the state superintendent's office has said districts need to simplify their online platforms if remote learning continues in the fall. But ultimately, these choices are up to district leaders and school boards because so much of education in Washington State is controlled locally.
Ashley, what about for older students, say high schoolers, who are more independent?
Well, I've heard from some parents that they think the remote learning offered in the spring was just not rigorous and kids were not motivated to do it. For example, in the Kent School District, students' grades were frozen where they were before the school closure. Brian Madsen has a son who just finished his freshman year at Kentwood High School. He says the district was slow to launch a remote learning plan, and it consisted more of check-ins with teachers than actual instruction. And he says based on that, he does not have much confidence about school in the fall.
Even if I take the current online program that they've come up with to date and even in increase that by 50% in quality, there is no way that comes close to preparing a child for college or living on their own.
And I think that taps into a fear a lot of parents have as this drags on. People were willing to muddle through when it seemed like school would only be closed for a few weeks. Now I think some families are worrying their kids will fall behind and their educations will suffer long term.
What do we know now so far about the impact this has had on kids?
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics came out recently urging that schools reopen in person as much as possible in the fall. And they say that because school plays a critical role in child development and well-being. And there are a lot of risks to continuing remote education, including severe learning loss and social isolation. It can put some kids at risk for abuse. So there is a lot of pressure on school districts right now to figure out how to make sure that students can continue to progress in a landscape that's really uncertain because of the virus.
All right, Ashley, thanks so much for your reporting on this.
You're welcome.